location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
The Occult Chronology of Stanley Kubrick. The films of the American film director Stanley Kubrick have produced much discussion, admiration, and criticism over the years. Renowned for their technical brilliance and intelligence of ideas, they have also been accused of coldness and detachment from the characters they depict. Kubrick delved into many genres throughout his working life, most notably war, science fiction, and crime. In addition, he probed the occult. Many theorists have suggested that Kubrick had some knowledge of the New World Order and the concept of global control by an unseen elite. Others go further and suggest that Kubrick was part of such a cabal. In either case, was he warning of the agenda or promoting its ideas? The debate continues, although it is often one that is ill-informed on the man, his methods, and his movies. The canon we have to consider is a relatively small one, considering how long Kubrick worked in the film industry. He spanned the classic years of black and white, the era of the widescreen epic, via the social concerns of the 1970s, to the technical brilliance of recent cinema. Apart from three documentaries, Kubrick directed 13 feature films between 1953 and 1999, while planning at least two unmade works. In addition, one film conceived to be made by Kubrick was directed by Steven Spielberg after his death. These 14 works comprise the canon with regard to this study, which refers to the two unmade films where relevant. Of course, the usual way to consider the works of Stanley Kubrick, as with any other creative artist, is to do so in consecutive order. That is, follow the lineage of the work from first to last, regardless of genre or subject matter. While this approach would explain Kubrick's development as a filmmaker, it does less to cast light on the subject matter. Another approach has been to group the films into genres and study how the war or science fiction films compare, for example. This study will take a different tack and lay out the narratives of Kubrick's work in chronological order. In doing so, we can build a timeline of events depicted therein and see how various themes alluding to global affairs have been touched on. In consecutive order, the films are Fear and Desire, 1953, Killer's Kiss, 1955, The Killing, 1956, Paths of Glory, 1957, Spartacus, 1960, Lolita, 1962, Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, 1964, 2001, A Space Odyssey, 1968, A Clockwork Orange, 1971, Barry Lyndon, 1975, The Shining, 1980, Full Metal Jacket, 1987, Eyes Wide Shut, 1999. In addition, we conclude with the Spielberg-helmed AI, Artificial Intelligence, 2001. There are also two unmade films, Napoleon and The Aryan Papers. One interesting, if coincidental, point is how AI, Artificial Intelligence, was released in 2001, the title year of Kubrick's earlier space epic. It was, in truth, the year of the September 11th attacks, terrorist or otherwise, which destroyed the World Trade Center in New York. Yet these very buildings are visible in the film, still standing some 2,000 years in the future. Placing the films in a chronological timeline reveals further insights, as we shall see. In order to do so, 2001, A Space Odyssey, must be split into component parts and interspersed with other works. Flashbacks and stock footage inserts within A Clockwork Orange should also be divided up and placed chronologically, as far as possible. In doing so, we arrive at the following. Primordial Earth. Altered colour landscapes in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Prehistory. The Dawn of Man in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Ancient History. Roman Society in Spartacus. Flashback to the Crucifixion and Roman Decadence in A Clockwork Orange. The Enlightenment. Duels and Romance in Barry Lyndon. Growing Sophistication of Warfare in Napoleon, Unmade. Past Horrors. Flashbacks to A Hanging Girl and Dracula in A Clockwork Orange. First World War. Trench Warfare and the Officer Class in Paths of Glory. Interwar Decadence. The Gold Room in The Shining. Second World War. Behind Enemy Lines in Fear and Desire. The Holocaust in The Aryan Papers, Unmade. Nazi and World War II combat footage in A Clockwork Orange. Post-war crime. Criminal plots and urban society in Killer's Kiss, The Killing. Permissive society. Lust for a young girl in Lolita. The Cold War. Nuclear madness in Dr. Strangelove. The Vietnam War. Harsh training and tough battles in Full Metal Jacket. Advancing tank footage in A Clockwork Orange. Mental breakdown. A caretaker goes mad at an isolated hotel in The Shining. Psychic powers. A boy sees the past and future in The Shining. Modern decadence. A secret society in Eyes Wide Shut. Future crime. Street thugs in A Clockwork Orange. Space travel. Trips to the Moon and Jupiter in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Mankind's demise. An astronaut ages and dies in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Human extinction in AI, artificial intelligence. Alien visitation. Altered colour landscapes in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Frozen wasteland seen by aliens in AI, artificial intelligence. Alien contact. The monolith in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Aliens land on Earth in AI, artificial intelligence. Mankind's ascendance. Astronauts' rebirth in 2001, A Space Odyssey. The robot boy's mother reborn in AI, artificial intelligence. Immortality. Astronaut is a higher being in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Robot boy and mother live on in AI, artificial intelligence. So, what narrative does this suggest? Here is an attempt, but it is by no means definitive. Kubrick was not making a single storyline, but a series of independent works that shared his sensibilities and concerns. But it is a fascinating exercise to link them. Aliens explore the Earth at some point before the evolution of mankind, seeing it in a primordial state. We evolve from apes through their intervention, instigated by a slab-like monolith, but remain violent creatures. We crucify the Messiah, possess slaves and indulge in gladiatorial combat. Rationality gradually dawns with the aristocracy of the 18th century ruling over the lower classes. An attempt to penetrate this structure by an ambitious Irishman, Redmond Barry, ends in failure. However, there are still horrors inherent in the world. A woman in petticoats is hanged on a noose, while a vampire face drools blood. A leering version of the 19th century character, Dracula. Wars continue into the 20th century, with an intervening period of glamour between the First and Second World Wars. The Nazis' rise in Germany, seen in black and white documentary footage, along with shots of aerial combat. Technology is fast improving. A seedy urban society emerges in the post-war years, with criminals plotting heists and scams, and wholesome ideas are lost in the lust for a young girl, Lolita. However, a Cold War continues with the deployment of nuclear weapons that could end all human and animal life. Ground fighting occurs in Vietnam, Southeast Asia, despite the cultural awakenings of the 1960s. The troops become virtual robots after their heavy training program, singing the Mickey Mouse song as a mantra. The broken America left by this controversial war is echoed in the breakdown of the Torrance family as they care for a remote hotel in Colorado. Psychic awareness could bring salvation, although the occult can have a darker rationale. When a curious doctor probes a mysterious cult at a mansion outside New York, just before the millennium, he uncovers a story of threats and secret rituals. Another urban centre, London, becomes a rundown nest of violence. Streetwise thugs, called droogs, commit violent crime against the innocent, who are ruled by garish pop culture. One thug fantasizes about horrors from the past, the crucifixion, Dracula, and the hanging of a girl. These are hardly good role models for society. Mind control might be a solution, as with the soldiers in Vietnam who are drilled to kill. However, it could mean the end of free will. The controversial treatment involves showing violent films to a restrained patient, including monochrome images from World War II and what seems to be a glimpse of Vietnam. More advanced technology is used to reach the moon, then Jupiter, while the Earth's population is threatened by environmental crises. The cities are flooded, and the world is bereft of all human and animal life. This fate was mentioned during the Cold War, in the Pentagon's war room, when the cause would have been nuclear. The surviving Jupiter astronaut becomes a star child, returning to Earth at some non-specified time. We shall assume it to be the future. Some 2,000 years after the disappearance of mankind, there is another intervention. Alien explorers visit the last robot boy, created by mankind's technology. The level of communication is far more advanced than that between the monolith and apes back in Earth's prehistory. The aliens are able to genetically create a human mother to keep the boy company, perhaps overlooked by the Star Child. Of course, not all storylines are compatible with a single timeline. The nuclear war that finishes Dr. Strangelove might have wiped out Vietnam before the Tet Offensive, while the easygoing New York of Eyes Wide Shut hardly suggests the futuristic millennium of 2001. The violent London of A Clockwork Orange could well have existed concurrently, suggesting a different style of New World Order on either side of the Atlantic. Britain has pop art, street gangs and the jackboot, America wealth, glamour and the occult. One is an overt New World Order of the totalitarian state, while the other is a sophisticated version involving manipulation by privileged groups. Some 20 years before, The Shining painted a powerful picture of a disintegrating family and contrasted this with the growing influence of paranormal forces. Caretaker Jack Torrance loses his sanity while minding the remote Overlook Hotel through the winter, and believes he can speak to the denizens of the hotel's past. The interwar glamour of the Gold Room is reminiscent of the glamour oozing from the elite homes of Eyes Wide Shut, with their sparkling parties and occasions. Could there be a link between these two references to the occult? One, the shining of the title, takes over a working-class man, whilst the occult group featured in Eyes Wide Shut dominate the lower orders. This group has a parallel with the aristocracy of Barry Lyndon, where a carefully chosen group referred to as the best hold a special place in society. If these are the Illuminati and the same group of cultists seen in Eyes Wide Shut, then their knowledge of higher powers might be referred to as that of The Shining. Equally, the Gold Room of The Shining suggests wealth and an elite group of illuminated souls. Perhaps each film depicts the same elite group operating throughout the centuries. Another working-class character who turned violent is Alex from A Clockwork Orange. His violence seems to have been deliberately chosen, and the mind-control tricks shown in the film only solve his urges for a while. Alex wears an eyeball icon on his sleeve, which might offer a reference to the all-seeing eye so famous from the US dollar bill. Is Alex part of the New World Order, or a rebel against it? He falls under its influence in either case, but the importance of free will is the real message. The end of the film suggests that Alex will return to his hedonistic or criminal ways, while the caretaker, Jack, is unable to restrain his violence in The Shining. However, his son, Danny, possesses a higher degree of psychic awareness and is able to escape. A theme of the young having a higher spiritual level than the old is starting to emerge. This fits in with today's concept of indigo children, born since the year 2000 with enhanced DNA and psychic abilities. The flooded world of AI retains a human population at first, its disappearance explained only by a gradual decline in environmental quality. Could the nuclear threat of Dr. Strangelove have played a part? Rouge City could easily have evolved from the pop culture of A Clockwork Orange, suggesting a decline in Western values as kitsch takes the place of genuine aesthetics. The flying vehicles of AI are perhaps a jump ahead of those in 2001, although the year is never mentioned in either film. 2001 could be set some decades into the 21st century, with the title a signifier of the new millennium. When an astronaut travels to Jupiter, he is whisked through a psychedelic stargate to be transformed into an astral fetus. The novel by Arthur C. Clarke places the Star Child's return to Earth within mankind's history, but this is in no way clear from the film version. Originally, 2001 was to feature the Star Child exploding nuclear weapons orbiting the Earth, but the ending was deemed too similar to Dr. Strangelove. It would also have anchored the film to a reductive, literal time frame. This approach was taken by the enjoyable but hardly seminal sequel, 2010, The Year We Make Contact, directed by Peter Hyams in 1984. His film is a close rendition of Clarke's novel, and the author continued to milk the franchise a third time with no known input from Kubrick. The existence of these works will be ignored by this study, since Kubrick and Clarke disagreed on their necessity. Sweeping aerial shots across the frozen wastelands of a future Earth, as depicted in AI, have a counterpart in the Stargate scenes of 2001. Following numerous optical tricks and chemical interactions, The sequence has a series of aerial landscapes transformed with pulsating, unreal colours. These are clearly derived from aerial shots taken in Earth's wild places and could depict either a distant past before the Earth was populated or a future depopulated world. As such, the shots can be placed at both ends of the timeline. Either way, the colours suggest perception through alien eyes or an altered state of consciousness. It could be argued that the Star Child returns to an Earth purged of humanity, as seen in AI. The robot boy of AI would be its only original inhabitant, along with a genetically created mother, provided by alien intervention. The Star Child, the robot boy, and his mother would make an interesting trinity, beings of renewed spirit, human invention, and alien science. Interestingly, both the astronaut Bowman, who became the Star Child, and the robot boy share the Christian name David. This comes from the Hebrew Dawid, beloved. Perhaps they represent one symbiotic being, where the spirit of the Star Child enters the circuitry of the robot boy to grant him true sentience. Futurologists speak of a merging of man with technology in order to gain immortality. This has been suggested as a name of the New World Order elite. Immortality was an interest of Kubrick's for many years, and one reason why he seldom flew abroad. Both 2001 and AI are great science fiction films and can be viewed for their spectacle alone. But comparing them to ideas raised by conspiracy research gives a new insight into the director's motive. Stanley Kubrick made his films for many reasons, and intellectual concerns were a major part. But that is no way to sell a movie. To use an old mantra of the British Broadcasting Corporation, one needs to inform, to educate, and to entertain. We go to the cinema to be entertained, and maybe we are educated too. However, the impressions that linger have a long-term value, and that value is information.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
This is the first international